Let's go find out where the big kids are playing ball and spending a lot of money, and let's just go steal their ideas without spending all the money they're spending.
Welcome to the Business Made Simple podcast, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. This is podcast producer Bobby Richards. Now, if you are listening to this episode in real time, and it's late April right now, did you know that we're about to enter into a buying time where loads of your customers are as primed as they are on Black Friday to hand over their cash for your product or service? And here's a bigger question. Are you ready to collect that cash by meeting their needs with an irresistible offer they cannot pass up? Well, here's what I'm getting at. We're a little over a month out from the second most popular shopping day of the year next to Black Friday, and that's Memorial Day. And if you don't have an irresistible offer ready, you could be missing out on some major start of summer revenue. But don't worry, there's still plenty of time for you to create that offer. And over the next three episodes, we're going to coach you through the steps that you need to take to craft, lock in, and market that offer. Today on the podcast, Donald Miller and I are joined by Business Made Simple Certified Guide Jessica Miller and StoryBrand Certified Guide Wes Gay, who are here to unpack exactly what you need to do first to create an irresistible Memorial Day offer. There are too many businesses out there missing out on this opportunity, and we don't want you to be one of them. So get ready, because we have all that and more right after this. Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. But don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers, all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Learn how HubSpot can help you grow better at HubSpot.com. Don, I'm really excited today because not only are we going to be breaking down a really cool opportunity for our audience to tap into, but I'm excited because our guest today is Business Made Simple Certified Coach Jessica Miller and StoryBrand Certified Guide Wes Gay.
Love it. We're bringing the dynamic duo to the podcast today.
We're bringing it. Jessica, she's also the host of It's Your Offer podcast, and she's an expert in helping clients do exactly what we're about to talk about. And Jessica, what do you call it when you're talking about kind of your framework and the offers, the type of offers that you help your clients make?
I call it creating a hell yes offer.
That's so great.
And then Wes is one of our all-star StoryBrand certified guides. He's been in the community for years. He's helped hundreds of brands unlock clarity within their marketing and their sales. Wes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, like I said in the intro, guys, this is the first installment of our three-part series that's really, really focusing on how you can craft, lock in, and market an irresistible offer tapping into Memorial Day. And today, this part one, it's all about highlighting why you should be taking advantage of this opportunity and the simple first steps that you can immediately take to create this irresistible offer. Don, I want to break it down and start off with you, just top level. What's the importance of jumping in and creating just an offer in general? It doesn't even have to be for Memorial Day. Why should the business owner listening right now create that?
Yeah, you're not going to sell any without an offer.
Yeah.
You know, Jessica can speak to this probably better than I can, but without an offer, forget it. So we spend so much time on the product, especially those of us who are artists. We spend so much time on the product, getting the product right, testing the product, you know, developing the product. We haven't figured out how to talk about it or the methodology that we're going to use to communicate. And without that, you're not going to sell anything. With a really good offer, you're going to sell a lot. So, you know, it's the difference between selling it and not selling it. I love the angle for Memorial Day, though, because we don't commonly think of Memorial Day as an opportunity to sell. I remember years ago interviewing Perry Noble. He has a church in South Carolina. And the key to growing his giant church, I thought this was fascinating from a business perspective. He identified all of the Sundays in which people are less likely to come, like Masters, sure. Sunday, you know, whatever those
major
are.
Major things are conflicting with it or, yeah.
And he would run a campaign with an offer to get you to go to church on that Sunday. And those were record-breaking Sundays for him. So he just totally turned it around. And they were just offers. They were, you know, like a t-shirt cannon. Or I mean, this is weird for a church, but, you know, he'd just have crazy stuff for the kids and hot dogs. And, you know, he grew a church that way. I thought it was kind of neat. I thought, man, this is good. I actually took a camera crew down there to interview him so he could talk to business leaders.
Sure.
About what he was doing. And they loved it.
Jess, what about you? Building off what Don just said, Why do you think that building an irresistible offer is such a great opportunity for our business owners out there to tap into generating more revenue?
Yeah. So like Don said, really the offer is the center of your business ecosystem. And the strength of your business is really tied to the power of your offer. When you build an irresistible offer where it is like, hell yes, I want this thing, you are drawing in your customers to you. Why that's really important is exactly what Don said. It creates cash flow, it creates growth, and it creates a streamlined business because that offer in the center of your business, it informs all of the pieces around it. So your marketing is stronger, where you show up, how you spend your time, all of those pieces are aligned when you have an offer that's optimized for the people that have the problem that you're trying to solve and you have an amazing solution and everybody's like in a tizzy about it. The positioning of that offer at this time of the year is so key because Black Friday, we all think about that as a time where people are poised to buy. But the truth is like right huddled up behind that and strategically at a perfect time of the year right before summer is Memorial Day. And so you really want your offer on point so you can take advantage of that wave. It just makes you able to fly that plane of your business and soar into that summer season so much more powerfully.
With cash, because a lot of business declines in the summer. People go on vacation, that sort of thing. And so you need some cash going into summer. It's a perfect time. You're right, Jessica.
It gives you that buoyancy, right? You don't want to start the process of optimizing your offer when you're potentially in that seasonal decline. So now is the time. Now is the time. So you want to get in front of it. Really propel yourself into Memorial Day and then into summer with that offer.
I love it. Wes, from sort of a marketing and messaging standpoint, when you're looking at that time of year, what are some angles just in ways? And I know we've kind of unpacked a few of them. We're coming into summer, all that. What about even getting more finite and niche into that?
Yeah, I think about even creating an offer. I think, you know, I look at the time of year, we talk about Black Friday, which signals in our brains this unofficial start to the holiday season, the shopping season. Some people are very passionate about whether you can play Christmas music until Black Friday. We can start that war later.
Yeah.
But the reality is like there, we have this trigger in our brains like, oh, it's Black Friday. The holidays are here, right? The holiday season has commenced. We can now put our diets aside until January officially. And it's just this trigger. And we just start spending a lot more money as a result. I think Memorial Day is the opposite where, you know, 6 months prior almost exactly to Black Friday, you know, I live in the South where, and I've always lived in the South where Memorial Day has always been the unofficial start of summer because school has always gotten out where we are in our part of the country before Memorial Day. I know some parts is maybe after, a week or two after, but for a lot of people, I've always grown up and know a lot of people around Memorial Day signals the unofficial start of summer. We're looking for sand and water somewhere, but it's that the kids are out of school, you know, vacation Bible school started. We got summer camps going all over the country. We got all the activities. We got all the things, all the road trips, all that kind of stuff. Along with that, though, I think a lot of small businesses, a lot of folks listening, we all forget, we say, oh, well, Memorial Day is an interesting time for an offer, but our physical mailboxes are going to be overrun by Memorial Day ads by giant brands selling us mattresses and cars.
Which tells us something, right? I mean, these people are great at making money, so they know when to hit you.
I always tell my clients, like, let's go find out where the big boys and the big kids are playing ball and spending a lot of money. And let's just go steal their ideas without spending all the money they're spending. Because obviously there's some things that are working there. So when I started thinking about it in this context, I think, well, what does Memorial Day signify? Well, it signifies the unofficial start of summer. But more specifically, what does it mean? Well, the kids are out of school. So the kids are home more. So maybe if your audience, I live in the suburbs of Atlanta. Maybe if your audience is families in the suburbs, a lot of parents, that kind of stuff. What are some of the problems now that they're going to be facing now that school's out and the kids are home all day? Or what are the opportunities that are popping up? What does the seasonal shift mean? We're going to be living outside. We're going to be going in the backyard more. We got cookouts and people coming over. 4th of July is going to be a big part. I mean, we've got all these things that shift as a result of summer that I think we can start to think about in our own personal lives are going to be also present in the lives of our customers too.
The important thing there is the timing really matters. And if the big boys are doing this now, you need to be doing it too, because they have figured this out.
So piggybacking off of something that Wes said, I think is so important. It's that concept of what is working in your business. So one of the best ways to think about this, if you are an established business owner, something is selling in your business, and thinking about that through the lens of the problem that people are going to have this summer, and how do you pick that offer or utilize that in the sense of solving that problem is really important. But doing more of what is working. And to Wes's point, like what has worked for other brands that you can get inspired by and apply to your business is the fastest way to grow versus reinventing the wheel, something random something that doesn't coincide with the season, right? That's how you grow quickly. So you want to start by looking through that lens. If you're an earlier business owner, what is that thing people are always asking you for? Especially again, like as time is moving on and you're getting closer to summer, people's problems are changing and they start to come to you for different things. You want to lean into that. When you think about those offers in that context, I always think about that Hell Yes offer framework. It really comprises of three things. One is it starts with that problem, getting really clear on who it is that you are focusing on and what is the problem that you're solving. Like Don, you always say, own a problem. It is so true. You want your offer to be specific and you want it to be tied to that problem because it cuts through all the noise when you do. Second, you want it to be linked to a compelling solution. What you do and what is happening in your business with your offer needs to be the lock and key solution to that problem that you're owning. And you don't want it just to be like the meh solution. You want it to be awesome, like give people what they want, make it really compelling, paint that picture for what their summer is going to look like when after they work with you, when they go through your framework. It's going to be better. You are getting them out of the struggle. So make it compelling, make it bold, really lean into it. And then last, but definitely not least, the thing that kind of ties all this up in a bow is your energy, what I call your Hell Yes energy. Sell something, solve a problem, work with the people you love. And when you lean into that, it is electric and it pulls people in. It becomes like the most powerful thing in your business that sells your offer before you ever even talk to them. And when you pull those pieces together, it is really like amazing, irresistible, magnetic. And it makes your business so much more fun. It generates so much more cash, great clients, and frankly, a calendar filled with awesome people that are going to bring you into that summer month, really leveraging the power of the market around Memorial Day, which people are poised to buy anyway. So that framework together with that tidal wave of interest in buying before the summer, it's like the killer combination, really an amazing way to catapult your business.
Jessica, give me an example of Hell Yes energy. Like, where do we see that today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think this is one of those things that's very individual for each individual person. For me, I was actually working with my photographer when I came up with the idea of the Hell Yes offer, and I was standing in front of a doorway. It was like I was sort of like hit by lightning. My arms are up. I'm like, yes, hell yes, this is amazing. It was like this full body experience. I tend to be extroverted and I talk with my hands and I'm Italian. So it's really in line with who I am. And my body compass reads that energy as being aligned with my offers. For you, it could be a quiet confidence. It could be just a very grounded feeling in your body. But the point is when you're onto something, when you think about that problem you want to solve, the person you want to work with, the thing you're putting out in the world, and it feels aligned for you, you know it. Like that's your compass. And that's the thing we want to lean into. Most business owners, they follow the wave and kind of the external market. Like, huh, what do I sell today? Like, oh, widgets sounds good. Let's do that. Who's going to buy that? Like they're starting out here, but really business is an internal game. Like that intuitive piece is very internal. It is driven by that Hell Yes energy within you. So every person's a little different, but you know what it's like. Think about a brand you love, like the thing you bought or the thing you received that really lit you up. That is your Hell Yes. What that feels like for you is your Hell Yes.
System Saved Me, hosted by Jordan Gill, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On the System Saved Me podcast, each week you will hear from top-ranking podcast host and multi-million-dollar business mentor Jordan Gill. It's where Jordan lifts the hood to show you behind the scenes of successful businesses with freedom at its core. You see, entrepreneurship is meant to give you freedom and flexibility, but how does that actually happen? It's all through systems, and that's what the show is all about. In fact, go check out a past episode called Letting Go of the Good to Make Room for the Great. In this episode, Jordan shares her process of making room in her business by letting go of all of her top-selling offers. I know that sounds radical, but sometimes that's the kind of action you need to take to make room for what's next. So go check out that episode to hear her story, what she did, and ultimately what you can take away from it to utilize in your own entrepreneurial journey. Listen to System Saved Me wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to the show.
I'd love to sort of take this, everything we've talked about, and kind of overlay it over some hypothetical breakdowns. Because I know that in our audience, there's business owners out there that are, you know, they're B2B, they're B2C, they're service-based, they're product-based. So Don, what I was thinking of, we've done a lot of stuff with Belay Solutions.
Right.
If we were working with Belay, or if Belay was needing to put an offer together in this situation, how could they put something together
for Memorial Day?
For Memorial Day, yeah.
Well, Belay is a company that offers virtual assistants. Mm-hmm. So you actually call them and they do an intake session and then they find a virtual assistant for you. They make sure it's a match and then you're off to the races. So going into Memorial Day, question for Jess and Wes, you know, I would think the number one thing going into Memorial Day is I want more time off, right? I want more
for sure.
Time. So, to Jessica's point, we're going to identify a problem first. And Jess, what do you think about, I mean, I really like the idea of one problem per campaign.
Yes.
Because I think if you have two or three, you begin to dilute the problem a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, wait, I'm not really, or somebody says, oh yeah, that is a problem, but these other two aren't, therefore I'm not going to pay attention anymore. You know, so if you're going into Memorial Day, you want a lot of time this summer. And so I would think the controlling idea is a virtual assistant will give you enormous amounts of time this summer that you can spend with your family or finally relaxing. So how much would you pay? You know, if you're going to pay $10,000 for a summer vacation, what about $10,000 for a virtual assistant that turns your entire summer into a vacation?
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
That might be an angle that I would go so that you get 3 months. And by the way, it wouldn't even cost $10,000 for 3 months. You know, you'd have that time. So then, you know, let's talk. How would you agitate that problem? How would you actually make people go, oh my gosh, that is my problem? When they're just like, well, time isn't my problem. How do you agitate that? First of all, time is everybody's problem.
I was just going to say that.
What if they're not feeling it?
I don't know anyone who doesn't want more time.
Yeah. How would we get them to feel it?
I think it really depends on your target market. So it goes back to knowing your target market and that problem of time as it relates to them and the result that they're looking for, right? People, they don't really care about the virtual assistant unless it solves their problem and gets them the result that they want. So if they want time with their kids, I would agitate that problem around mm-hmm. time with their kids. If they want time to go travel the world, agitate that problem, you know, around that. If it's a small business owner, what does that look like for them in the sense of that problem really, you know, showing up for them? So yeah. The more specific we can get, the more powerful that message is to bring them in. And I know Wes can talk to this more, but that's what we're looking for in that hell yes piece of it, cutting through the noise, speaking directly to that problem, and then tying it very tightly to the solution. So we're saying that time, having more time is going to solve their problem of being able to go on vacation with their family or travel the world in the summer mm-hmm. or whatever that is. I would even argue that the investment in your virtual assistant, because you could get your solution even faster than you trying to figure out how to be a VA and organize your own business, is an even bigger selling point. Now it's super compelling. Like, we can onboard this person in 14 days. And by June 15th, you're going to be mm-hmm. freeing up 2 hours of time per week. Where do I sign? That's tying it together.
I think that's the key. I think we talk about building a Memorial Day offer. I think about, again, I'm starting several weeks before Memorial Day. We're all going to start getting our mail, and it's going to be what? The furniture stores and the auto dealers, and they're going to have special offers just for Memorial Day. No down payments and all this kind of stuff. So in this hypothetical with our friends at Belay, I would look at and say, okay, maybe I would create a resource or a guide that says it's the VA Kickstart Quick Start or something. And we're going to help you if you sign by this date as part of our Memorial Day plan. We've created an onboarding course or some kind of document, some kind of thing that'll help you accelerate that onboarding and get things in line so that by the June 15th date or whatever that is, you could even say, get the same amount done you do year round, except you're doing it in a 4-day work week. Kind of that 4-day summer sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's another thing that you can create. And I think it's for all of our businesses. Think about something else you might can create that'll help alleviate any objections or problems people have in terms of getting started, that is a special offer of a bonus. I'm a huge fan overall of creating limited time bonuses that are low cost to you, but extremely high value and relevant to your audience so that you don't have to run discounts and coupons, because we don't want to do that. We want to provide more value so your price seems even like a better value for what they're paying for.
I love that. Yeah, the bonus is huge. I love the idea also coming up with a villain that we're gonna mm-hmm. defeat. And I love this idea for Belay of time thief. A time thief mm-hmm. is going to steal your summer, but you're not going to let them. And I even love the contrast between you can either book your flights for your vacation or you can sit by the pool. You can either plan your vacation or you can sit by the pool. You can either... That's you great. Can either find somebody to handle your schedule or you can sit by the pool. You can either return to email and you know, yeah. By the end of it, you could, if it was a visual commercial, you could actually see the guy sleeping by the pool as you keep coming right, back to right. what he's more consistently falling into a deep rest.
Or a split screen where the person who's planning everything and exhausted and then the person who's been in the pool the whole time.
That's exactly that's it. Great. Yeah. The only thing that you can't have your virtual assistant do is sit by the pool for you.
Right.
I guess you could do that. But yeah, that'd be a great job if you're the virtual assistant. But I mean, really giving this sort of visual, tangible feel of what the time thief is going to take away from you. And the time thief is coming for you. Mm. I mean, mm-hmm. we tend to respond much stronger to loss aversion than we do the ability to gain something.
True.
And so we're gaining time, but I don't think gaining time is actually that strong. Mm-hmm. I think stopping somebody from stealing our time yeah. and our enjoyment and our time with the kids and, you know, our time by the pool. So I love even the, if we were going to send out a postcard saying you can either spend your summer and just have the red X's, right? This, and then all the green X's or sit by the pool. So do you want to sit by the pool this summer or do you do all the stuff? The difference is a virtual assistant.
Or do you want to punch the parents in the gut and say, how many more summers do you have with the kids in the house?
Oh,
are you going to be, you know, your kids have 6 more summers in the house before they're gone. Are you going to waste that summer checking your, you know, managing your calendar, checking your inbox, handling your
Don't let your kids grow up and say, my dad was distracted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. That sense of like regret.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's strong.
I love it. Really raising those stakes. Wes, what about business owners that sell a physical product? We just talked about a service-based promo. What about a product-based promo?
Yeah, I would think of those as how could it be used in maybe a more interesting way that mm-hmm. we could just talk about, even just changing the copy of the promotion, right? So, for example, there's a company out of Texas that I've followed for a long time. They make seasonings for barbecue and cooking and stuff like that. It's a company called Meat Church. But like, if I was them, I would consider creating the King of the Cookout bundle. Right? Because we talk about it in story. We obviously want to solve a problem.
A very Memorial Day apropos.
But the other thing is we want to tap into an aspirational identity. People who buy seasonings from a company like this, they want to be the king of the cookout, right? So I would create the King of the Cookout bundle. If I had time, I might even create King of the Cookout hats and charge a little bit more for them, but they probably would sell out because it's that time of year where tapping into an identity of who they want to be. It's fun. It's an interesting way to solve a problem of, you know, we are going to be cooking out more. A lot of people will do it because we have a pizza oven and the Kamado Joe grill, all that kind of stuff. We're going to be cooking outside more. And so we're going to be using that stuff more. So I might create that kind of thing. Or I might look at it and say, how could I repackage it or reposition it to solve some other problem somebody may be having? If I'm selling, I don't know, all natural cleanings products for the house, I might create the Summer Sanity Kit or the Summer Sanity subscription, knowing that the kids are going to be home more and the house is going to somehow get dirtier faster. And so like just being a little fun with it, right? Recognizing who your audience is, you're stepping into their story and kind of creating some empathy because you're going, hey, we know the house is a mess, even though you just cleaned it up 17 minutes ago. Now it just looks like a grenade went off again. We get it. So sign up for the Summer Sanity subscription to keep your house clean all summer. I mean, it's just that.
Summer Sanity for keeping your house clean and Summer Sanity for hiring a virtual assistant, too. We might have to bring that back in.
I love the idea of the VIP option. Like you put the hat in there in that bundle and now it's the VIP version and you charge a premium mm-hmm. for that. And now you're actually increasing your order volume by 25% or mm-hmm. even more, depending on what that bundle is. So, but you're still making people decide one time on that offer. And it just, people love the hats. Like they love that kind of swag and fun stuff. So they buy up and it's really powerful for your business.
I also love the idea of positioning summer as something that you're going to use to prepare for fall. So mm-hmm. in other words, if it's a business to business offer, a coaching offer of some sort, $1 million by fall, oh. right? Or $1 million mm-hmm. by October. So yeah. you actually go and say, hey, what would it look like? Let's say you're not interested in getting any rest and relaxation or connecting with your family in summer. You want to go the opposite direction, right? You want to hit fall really strong. I think of winter this way, by the way. I think of winter as the time to write the book mm-hmm. because, you know, the sun's going down early. You're not out there. You know, there's no distractions. It's like, you know what? I'm going to hunker down this winter. I'm going to get a big content project done. But to actually, you know, my buddy Carlos Whitaker has something called, I don't know if he still does it, but he used to have something called Fit by First. So he would do January 1st, and I think he would do July 1st. where he would get you to sign up for his fitness program, and then you try to lose 20 or 30 pounds by the 1st of January or the 1st of July, or, you know, by summer swimsuit weather. I like the idea of doing some sort of game or something like that as well, some sort of contest competition that you're inviting people into. Solve this problem by X and use our product to do it.
Creates a lot of urgency to do that, and it's very, very clear the outcome. People love that.
What about discounts? Is discounts something that you want to include with these promos, or is
Let's talk about that. I am not a fan of discounts. I just think it devalues your product. I think it's good if you have a commoditized product, that if there is a race to the bottom, you don't have to go there. There are ways not to go there, and we can talk about those. Package a little bit of identity, aspirational identity, with your product, and it keeps you from having to, you know, bargain basement discount it.
Sure.
But I'm not a fan of discounting. I am a fan of what Wes alluded to earlier, where you add a bonus that's going away. So in other words, you get more for your dollar, and but the more is going away if you don't respond by X. Curious about you guys' thoughts about discounting.
I'm pretty anti-discount. But with that being said, I'm going to be a politician for a second. I also understand.
But I love the discounters and their electoral votes.
I love when I get donut coupons. Let's be real. No, but I know because I've talked to some people, other guides and people I know in the kind of marketing world, discounts do work really well, like in e-commerce. If you're using like Facebook ads and you're getting new customers and kind of that world, discounts first, you know, 10% off your order, that kind of stuff, it works. I think though, for so many small businesses, there can be a thought that, oh, we've got to do a discount to boost sales. And so I want to say, okay, unless your business is built to be able to absorb that discount because you have a real clear picture of what your finances are and your cost of goods and deliverable, like an operation and stuff, discounts can crush you. And so I would say e-commerce, I think it works. It can work really well if you know what you're doing. And there's a lot of people you can talk to and follow on that. For the most part, though, I look at it and go, I don't think you have to do a discount. I look at our audience as small businesses and think, you don't need to rush to do discounts. You can instead say, what can I do to add value? Can I do a bonus? Like I think about, I forget the one, it's the cosmetic brand my wife, one of the ones she uses. Usually in October, from October to December, it's one of those promos at the department stores that says, if you buy at least this much, then you get a free gift. And it's funny, like they don't discount anything, but they're saying, hey, if you spend, you know, $300 starting October 15th till December 31st, then you're going to get this bag or whatever. So I think people will wait until October 15th. So it could be spend this much and you'll get a free bonus, or you buy this and we'll get a little bigger.
If you're a service company, it could be, you know, have your carpets cleaned and get a free, you know, stain spray or stain protectant only in this month. So that may be pretty much part of the offer anyway, but you do need to add something. You're elevating an aspect of it. It would normally cost you more, but we're throwing in the bonus for free or something like that. I wouldn't put that in the same package as discounting.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I think getting something for free that you're when you're buying something, I think that's I don't think you're devaluing anything at that point. But when it's something's normally $1,000, you're doing it for $700, the perceived value of that just went to $700 and it's not going back. By the way, it's, you know, there's a $5,000 suit that you can get for $2,500, it's a $2,500 suit in my mind for the rest of that.
So when you see that ticket,
you just doubled the price on that suit forevermore
in your mind,
and nobody's going to buy it.
I agree with that.
I've been to men's clothing stores where I know they price their suits crazy high, and then you'll wait and it's like, oh, but you're running like a buy one, get 12 free sale. So that price is really a 12th of what the sticker says. I went to Alabama Public Schools, but even I can do that math. Like, I get it.
Yeah, I think you have to be very strategic about it. I agree with what you're both saying about not discounting. I think it all comes down to strategy. How are you positioning this offer? How is it going to help you in your ascension strategy? What are your margins? If you are going to discount, what is it strategically going to do for your business? And then again, I always go back to looking at what worked before. Like if you ran an awesome Black Friday sale and you added that bonus of that cap, you know, and you created that bundle and people loved it, do it again. The biggest mistake people make is trying something completely new where they have no data and they're reinventing the wheel. Just go back to what people love and what they're doing. And in that way, you can also get inspiration from other brands like we've all talked about. But you're doing that in a very particular way. And you're understanding, what am I gaining by doing this? Both from my brand, from my cash flow, from the type of client that I want to come in. Certain industries, like you're saying, makeup, you know, that's an example, right? They're giving product away for free. People love getting free stuff. You know, I'm one of them. I buy all those brands. but they're factoring it into the overall cost and they understand, is this a loss leader? Is it not? And again, if you give away $50 a product and you make $3,000, that's an awesome return on your investment. It makes sense. So I think it's very particular to each business. But as you're all saying, it's about value and strategic positioning. What are you doing with this offer as you think about your whole offer stack, the money you're going to make, and what that means for your brand, and do what works. And it always, you always grow faster doing that.
That's great. So many amazing ways that we've talked about today of where the business owner listening right now can just start thinking about not just how to build out that promo, but I love the fact that we tapped into the messaging of it, how to message that out and kind of started teasing that out. That's going to be part three of this series, but doing that today has been great. Now I want to hone all this in to that part of the episode right now that we're at, where we give you all a plan of action from today's coaching conversation. So this is going to be the main takeaway that you can immediately implement to strengthen and grow
your business. Do we each get one, Bobby?
I think we should each get one main takeaway. Let's do it. Don, what's your plan of action?
I mean, I've written down a lot of stuff here. I'll come back to the rest. The summer specific, because the weather's heating up. That way the offer, I can feel the offer in the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like that sit by the pool or family vacation or the house is a mess because the kids are home. I mean, imagine if you have anything that distracts kids, anything now, Memorial Day, right?
That's such a great way to set the stage, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer's coming mm-hmm. and you're going to hate it unless.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that. So I'm gonna stick with summer specific. I picked one that I didn't think those guys were going to come up with. But what was that? What else?
Jess, what about you?
Yeah, I would say lean into what's working. Go back and look at what has worked in your business before related to your offers and what can you duplicate now to get those same results and then optimize to get it to be even more powerful. You save your time doing that and you get a lot more growth and upswing with it.
Wes?
Think about the problem that is most likely to get people to buy what you're selling. There's 47 problems that you could think of, but what is the one problem that's really going to motivate them to buy the product that's going to solve their summer problem?
There's so much here. VIP offer is one of them. Being summer specific, creating an aspirational identity and selling that, putting a deadline and turning the promotion into a contest, $1 million by October or Fit by First. We use some examples there. Make sure that you own the problem. Bringing hell yes energy and some excitement to the campaign itself. A lot of value on today's episode.
So much value. In fact, I'll add a little challenge to it. Take 10 minutes and from everything that Don and Jessica and Wes have broken down for this plan of action, and then throughout the episode, listen to this episode again, start to write down and craft that offer and just take 10 minutes to do that based off of what we talked about today. And then you'll be ready to come back to the table next week for part two of this series where Jess and Wes are going to return. They're going to come back and they're going to coach you through the steps that you need to take to lock in that irresistible offer that attracts customers and lead this Memorial Day season with success. And I can't wait to have you all back. And Don, thank you for starting off this series and offering us so much value to starting this Memorial Day, Memorial Day offer.
I'm ready to apply a lot of this to our Memorial Day offer. Here we go. Perfect.
Well, that's all for this episode of the Business Made Simple podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow your small business and craft an irresistible offer. Jessica, Wes, and I will see you for part two next week.